This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is publicly blaming Iran for this week's attacks on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president's making clear Washington blames Tehran.
Iran did do it.
But even as officials here at the Pentagon consider boosting defenses in the region, the president's hoping aggressive U.S. diplomacy will force Iran to the negotiating table. The administration seems caught between pressure to reassure Gulf allies by punishing Iran and avoiding getting closer to war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says the aim now is to rally the world to condemn Iran.
To build international consensus to this international problem.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A World Health Organization advisory panel decided on Friday not to declare an international public health emergency over the Ebola outbreak in Congo and Uganda, saying that the criteria had not been met. Dr. Preben Abitsland of the WHO said the outbreak is localized enough that an international declaration was not necessary. However, he called for more funds to the DRC to help them and other countries fight the deadly disease.
The international community must step up funding and support for the strengthening of preparedness and response in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the neighboring countries.
Authorities in Uganda, where two members of one family died this week from Ebola, have drawn up a list of 98 contacts or contacts of contacts potentially exposed to the deadly virus. A WHO expert said that only 10 are considered high risk. The previous figure was 27 on Thursday. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump did some backing off of his earlier statements this week that he would accept political dirt on an opponent, even if it came from a foreign government. Democrats on Capitol Hill and even some members of the president's own Republican Party were outraged with Trump when he said in an interview with ABC that he would look at the information. Friday morning on Fox News, the president backtracked on that statement.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you'd give it to the FBI or report it to the attorney general or somebody like that.
Trump had earlier said that the stipulation to call the FBI if such information was offered was, in his words, wrong. Democrats had ripped Trump's earlier statement as a call for more interference in the U.S. presidential election next year. House Democrats are accelerating efforts, meanwhile, to pass election security legislation. AP's Jackie Quinn tells us about it.
House bills aimed at reducing election interference for 2020 include a measure to secure state election systems, stricter limits on foreign election interference, and more oversight of the executive branch. Aides say they're also considering declaring opposition research is an item of value, which would then make it illegal to accept under existing bans on foreign contributions.
AP's Jackie Quinn. The list of Democratic presidential candidates has been trimmed to 20 for the first debates later this month. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the lineups.
The six female contenders are evenly divided, and the two African-American candidates, Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, will also be on separate nights. Two favorites of the party's liberal wing, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, won't be going head-to-head either. Democratic Party officials had promised to ensure that top-tier and lagging candidates are spread roughly evenly over the two nights, but the second night, June 27th, features more candidates toward the top of the polls at this stage, including Sanders, Harris, former Vice President Joe Biden, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's Vice Foreign Minister Liu Yicheng summoned Robert Fordon, the Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, Friday, to protest remarks by Washington about Hong Kong's controversial extradition bill. Liu said that China did not accept foreign forces meddling in Hong Kong's affairs. About 1 million people took to the streets of Hong Kong in protest of an extradition law that would send defendants to mainland China for trial. The protests turned violent earlier this week when police fired tear gas and rubber bullets and clashed with demonstrators outside Hong Kong's legislature. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.